She said that while he was coming through the village, some wicked boys threw stones at him and hit him just over the eye, and that Mother had bound up the wound.
"But what makes you look so pale?"
asked Caroline, changing her tone. The guilty boy told her that nothing was the matter with him, and running into the house, he went upstairs into his chamber. Soon after, he heard his father calling him to come down. Trembling from head to foot, he obeyed. When he reached the parlor door, he stood, fearing to enter. His mother said,
"James, why do you not come in? You are not usually so bashful. See this beautiful watch which your uncle has brought for you."
What a sense of shame did James now feel. Little Caroline seized his arm and pulled him into the room, but he hung down his head and covered his face with his hands. His uncle went up to him and, kindly taking away his hands, said,
"James, will you not bid me welcome?"
But quickly starting back, he cried,
"Brother, this is not your son. It is the boy who so shamefully insulted me in the street."
With surprise and grief did the good father and mother learn this. His uncle was ready to forgive him and forget the injury, but his father would never permit James to have the gold watch nor the beautiful books which his uncle had brought for him. The rest of the children were loaded with presents. James was obliged to content himself with seeing them happy. He never forgot this lesson so long as he lived. It cured him entirely of his low and insolent manners.